From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. In a moment, we're going to turn to Mark chapter 12, the verses 35 to 37, and our subject will be the questioner's question. Before that, however, let me give you a quick reminder of our program this evening at 9 o'clock. I will be playing the second extract from the testimony of Mrs. Joanna Tinsley. Mrs. Tinsley is a native of Poland, and it was there that she was converted. We are giving away a free copy of her full testimony to anyone who contacts me requesting it. Our subject this evening is Rejected by His Fellow Countrymen. It's part of our ongoing series of messages on the theme, The Things People Said About Christ. But now back to this morning. Could we read from Mark chapter 12 and the verses 35 to 37? And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, How say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. May God bless his word to our hearts. Here's a hymn sung for us by the Jubilee Choir of the Free Presbyterian Church, and it's called Man of Sorrows.
Thank you.
in the verses that we read together, the Lord Jesus turns the tables on his enemies. The questioners are now being asked questions. Before this, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, enemies all of the Lord Jesus, had been plying the Saviour with questions in order to catch him in his words. Verse 13. Now it's the Saviour's turn. His enemies had been seeking to expose him as a fraud and a charlatan. His questions, however, were designed to teach, to advance truth in the minds of those to whom he spoke. Listen to what he asked them. How say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son? This question by the Lord Jesus shows us, first of all, that the subject of Christ is revealed to us in the Old Testament. In this instance, the Saviour is quoting from the Psalms, and that of a psalm written by David, Psalm 110. Now notice what the Holy Scriptures are. The Saviour says that they are words written by men, but said by the Holy Ghost. Verse 36. For David himself said by the Holy Ghost. It's important that we understand the special nature, the special character of the Bible. Consider what Peter had to say on this subject of inspiration. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21, he wrote, For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Paul defines the doctrine of the inspiration of Holy Scripture when he wrote to Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 16, All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's what the Bible is. It's a book inspired by the Holy Ghost. Now notice what the chief topic of the writings of the Old Testament is. It's the Messiah. In verse 36 here of Mark chapter 12, the Lord Jesus is picking out of the words of David this reference to the Messiah. The Lord Jesus declared on another occasion, Search the Scriptures. They are they which testify of me. No matter where you dip into the Bible, you will find in it Christ. He's there. He's the grand subject of the Old Testament. Now notice the particular truth that the Lord Jesus was seeking to press upon his hearers regarding the Christ, the promised Messiah. It was the doctrine of the divinity and the humanity of the Messiah. You see, the Saviour said, You say that the Messiah is the son of David. But David said of the Messiah that he was his Lord. How can he be both? And he was seeking to provoke some consideration that the Messiah was both the Son of David and the Lord of glory. Here's how the Shorter Catechism deals with this subject in question 21 and question 22. Who is the Redeemer of God's elect? The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ, who being the eternal Son of God, became man, and so was and continueth to be God and man in two distinct natures, and one person forever. How did Christ, being the Son of God, become man? Christ, the Son of God, became man by taking to himself a true body and a reasonable soul, being conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and born of her, yet without sin. This was a truth that Christ wanted to get over to the people of his day. He was resisted in that by the Jewish leaders. Quickly, consider again how ignorant of the Holy Scriptures may be those who profess to teach them. When the Saviour asked this simple question, not one of his interrogators was able to answer. This is not really that unusual. History tells us that often those who held high ecclesiastical office were totally ignorant of the teaching of the Word of God and had no experience whatever of its power to save. The darkest days of European history were days when such men ruled over the multitudes. I think that we can see something of that dreadful situation returning today. If you would benefit from God's word, sit under the ministry of a man who clearly holds it in reverence, and who knows what the Bible teaches, and above all, one whose life shows that he has the experience of the saving power of God's word. I must close with one simple thought. It is often the case that when the great men of the world reject the Saviour, the common people gladly hear him. That's what's said here in Mark 12, verse 37. The common people heard him gladly. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in the verses 26 and 29 how that there wasn't many great men, wise men, kings, the men of standing in the world who believed the gospel. Rather, it was the weak people, the people who were nothing, the base things, the despised things that crowded to hear the gospel. Those who give ear to God's word will be made glad by it. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Psalm 89, verse 15. Join me tonight, please, at 9 o'clock, around God's Word once again. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.